Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency. She joins us on the line for today. Wendy, thank you very much for joining us. Orange Shirt Day, Truth and Reconciliation Day, is coming up on Saturday, September the 30th. Please, comments on the significance of the day.
It's an important day as we honor and remember the impact of residential schools on our region, residential school survivors, and the descendants afterwards.
How much has been learned, in your estimation, since residential schools came to light and since the apology that happened in the House of Commons back in 2008?
I don't think a lot. Like, for myself, personally, I've learned a lot. Like, for instance, my dad never talked about being an Indian residential school survivor until we started hearing more about residential schools. He started sharing more about what happened with him and his journey. But the average, like, per Albertan, I think there's still a lot, so much more work to do for people to understand the true history of Canada and the impact of the residential schools, how it has on our society right now, like with our Indigenous people. There's always more for people to learn. I really strongly encourage people to come down to the park, come in, listen to our survivors at 12:45, listen to what they have to say. Or if you can't make it down there, you know, watch a movie. There's lots of resources online now. You can watch a movie, you can pick up a book, you can learn something new, learning one new thing about that impact. I think it helps if it helps open up people's minds and have a little bit more empathy and understanding towards people.
You've got a new aspect in the events calendar this year for Truth and Reconciliation Day. It's the 5 and 10K run walk. I talked to Anita Cardinal earlier this week about the fact that the run walk that is happening in Peace River not only is a new concept, a new aspect, but it's also an aspect of healing. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And not only healing for our community, it also gives us another opportunity to engage with a different part of the community, like people who do the runs. Because we usually do an awareness. We did an awareness walk last year, but we want to try something new. I've seen Anita's been doing in Edmonton with the Indigenous Run, and thought, let's do that here. So she supported us. So here we are. We'll do our first one on Saturday. And nice thing about the first one is doesn't matter what we get for numbers because it's the first one.
How much are you looking forward to not only the walk and the run, but the entire day as a whole coming up on Saturday with the event?
I'm very excited. We're having a pipe ceremony at St. Augustine Mission in the morning, so it's always good to start the day in a good way. And that's open to anyone. Anyone can come and take part with the pipe ceremony. You can take part or you can just observe if that's your choice, just to check it out. And it's open to non-Indigenous people also, along with all of our events. It's open to everybody. We also have free KFC for the first 100 people. They'll get two pieces of chicken. That starts at 12. So KFC was really awesome to donate that to us. Along with Tim Hortons, will be on site all day, so they can come down for coffee also. We have workshops going on. You can come down and learn to bead. You can learn to Métis-inspired dot art. You can learn to do that, beading. Yeah, so it'll be a good day for everybody, and we'll have music going. We'll have the hand drums till about 3, so like a mini round dance, and then Kickback will be playing for the rest of the evening. And they're a local band, so it'll be nice to hear them.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day, and we wish everybody all the best for Saturday with Truth and Reconciliation Day. Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency. Wendy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.